Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Amen. Yebo, ungaqhubeka wathumela lelo gama elithi give ku 0826572729 ukusiza ukuthi siqhubeke nalo msebenzi kaJehova. Yebo, sithi ke sicela usizo lwakho to keep this lifeline of faith strong. Imanathi, send with us mzalwane namuhla, text the word give ku 37871 or ku WhatsApp 0826572729 ukuze uzokwazi ukuthola ama banking details. We are trusting God to reach a target yaka 2.2 million. So asikafiki kuyona, ingakho sithi ke qhubeka upledge, qhubeka uthumele leyo SMS noma ke leyo WhatsApp ukuze ke lesisikhwama sithi ugcwala kancane bazalwane. Together, let's raise a sound that says to the world we are unashamedly Christian. Kyamona ntate Rabi asizwe ke I voice note yakhe. Okay, ntate Rabi haki hutli mora angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Angimuzwa. Okay, I don't know what's happening. All right, Ntate Rabi, nekere ki mamela your voice note mona. So angazi ukuthi kungani ngingakwazi ukuthi ngikuzwe emoyeni. Okay, sizobiyela futhi kuyona. Asenze kanje. Okay, ngikulethela ke i 3 songs in a row. Namuhla ngihamba no Halal Africa by feature o Bishop Benjamin Dube ethi Jesus, and then bese uyalandela Andile kaMajola uthi uMusa esithatha uDumi Mkokstad kanye no Tina Zungu bathi ke Morena wa Marena. Zithokozele zintathu zilandelana.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Ribina Hosana, Bayashala Utimim Kokstate Ganyeno Tina Zungu, Bati Morena Utsiba Tiridi Shokan Gempela Uchehofa Nguyena, Owaziyo Itingo Zetu, Nanoma Ke Ungak Ayi Mkulugeni Koto Ge, Uyasbukuzele Wute, Asize Gien, Ngom Kulego Uma Gukona Isik Tingayo, and Uma Ke Guhambisana Naye, uzokwenza kwenzeke ngoba unguNkulunkulu ongahlulwa yilotho. Uma ke uthanda ukungena ku YouTube ulalele ku YouTube uphinde futhi usibuke ku YouTube, you are more than welcome ukuthi ke ungene. And siyacela bakithi ukuthi subscribe ukuze ukhule umndeni ka YouTube. Isikhathi ke manje sithi 23 after 3, and njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi sizoxoxisana la nentokazi enhle uNobuhle wakashange. Hey bazalwane, wenza omunye umsebenzi la wegama elingihlulayo, alingihlula selogu nje ngipractice ngaze ngayibhalela lona ngenye indlela ukuthi hayi thi ngakhohle ukuthi ke ngilibize kanje. She's a medical esthetician. Hey, ay, ngaze ngalithola, ngilithole kahle buhle.
It's a medical esthetician.
Esthetician. Hey, kunini ngile practice abakithi. Yo, ay, linzima leli gama. And manje sesifuna ukubalekela ngala ukuthi i beauty kodwa wathi ay, yabona? I mistake, kune mistake enkulu lapho ngoba izinto ezimbili lezi ezihlukile ngithi. Kodwa uzochaza ngithi. Okay, before sizongena kabanzi, ithi ngifunde la umyalezo sanda kungena. Good day sis Bahle, I would like to encourage those in FNB and SA at large. The Lord says in Isaiah 43 verse 16-21, Lord Jesus has answered for SA. A call upon his name. Amen. Ke Mr. Lehlokwana use Beverly Hills ka mona Kaval. Re a leboha hle and Tate Lehlokwana. Okay, kwa manje ke siyalago uNobuhle wakashange. I'm so excited. Yazi ngoba ungibonile nje ukuthi mengi ithemo uthi ufikile awungibona ukuthi ngijampe kanjani. The way being excited ngakhona. Sawubona.
Njani? Ngiyaphila nina njani?
Hayi, nami ngiyaphila kakhulu. Kuhle futhi kumnandi ukuthi sihlale nawe la e-studio.
Ngiyabonga ngokungamukela.
Ehhe. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Ngiyabingelela igama lami uNobuhle uMaduma Kude. I am a medical esthetician. Ngiyajabula ukuba nefamily yase Radio Pulpit.
Amen. Yabona futhi mothi family. Yabona uqedile, uyiqedile indaba. Okay, isingene nje endabeni ne ukuze uzoba nesikhathi esi enough ukuthi usichazele kabanzi ukuthi ungobani uNobuhle. Mhlambe asiqale ngoNobuhle osakhula. Hayi lo engimbonayo kwamanje. UNobuhle loyana bekafika ekhaya ngabo 6 entambama embashini ephuma ukuyodlala. Bathi yey wena uphuma phi? So uNobuhle bokuyingane njani ekhula?
UNobuhle beka yingane.
Yeah.
I think as a child nje uyazi uthanda ukudlala, ubuya late endlini, uyashaywa, so khohliwe ebusuku. Nje bengingane nje sweet.
Yeah.
I was sweet but bengithanda spotlight, ngithanda ne drama esikolweni, ngithanda ukucula. I was that child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ukhulela kuphi?
UNobuhle uphuma eSoweto. Mm-hmm. Ngazelela eSnake Park.
Mm.
But uthoma makashiya emhlabeni, then ngathathwa uma beka sonta nabo baba esontweni eSt John's. So sakhulela zola ke until ngaqeda umatric wami.
I'm sorry for your loss. Bekubone eminyaka emgaki umama mezoshona?
Uma ushona nje ngisandqedwa 6 years.
6 years.
Yes, it was only 6 years. I was very young.
Yeah.
But ke intando kaNkulunkulu, we always say.
Okay. So wakhuliswa umama wasesontweni. So molo ukukhulu uyazi ukuthi akusibona your biological parents?
I think by that age at 6 years you already know.
Yeah.
But ungikhulise ngendlela yokuthi cuz unabantwana abayithuba amantombazane no one womfana.
Yeah.
So because bekahlala nalawo abamantombazane and bese bakhulile kunami kakhulu wangithatha nje njengomntana wakhe and wangifundisa indlela zikaNkulunkulu. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
Bese esontweni, but you know masase mncane like uyayo esontweni awuna that relationship noNkulunkulu.
Yes.
It's just there uyasho ukuthi yo liphuma nini isonto ngo2 ushaya nini u2 why bashumayela bangayiqedi yabo. But injalo esifundisa iBhayibheli awangikhulisa njengomntana wakhe. Anything bekayithengela abosisi bami bekangithengela nami. So I'm forever grateful. Nje mangibheka that journey of my life, I see uNkulunkulu because ukwazile ukuthi athathe yena uma ukuze azovala lesa space sokuthi anginaye mina umama. Yebo.
Yeah. Sino no sister wethu la olelo.
Happy Sunday, Sanibonani.
Ujani.
I am blessed and favored as always. You know, yeah. I'm always blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so kukumnandi nje ukuthi sihlale nje sisonke sixoxe yabona. Kumele nje ngoba kuthiwa lapho ababili abathathu behlangene ukhona naye lapho uJehova ngoba asivele nje sihlangane naye siyamema ukuthi ke akabe khona endaweni. So ipresence yakhe ikhona nje la.
Amen. Amen. I feel his presence.
Amen. Okay, so wakhula ukhulisa ke umama nobaba ne?
No.
Abak.
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, bye back adopter like officially?
No.
Okay.
Bengasi kanjalo. Ubaba ungizalayo saphila.
Oh. Okay.
So he would come but we didn't have that relationship yabona. Abantu bengazi ukuthi they are there for me. It's labantu basezola uma ongikhulisile.
Yeah.
Igama lakhe ngibiza ngoma.
Umawe.
Okay. But umamche igama lakhe nobaba mamche nobaba umche basically.
Yeah.
So yibona bangikhulisile kuyo yonke into bengiqala kubo then bafonela ubaba ongizalayo.
Yeah.
But ezingisho umawe asezola bekavala sonke lesa sikhala yonke into bengidinga bengicela yena.
Usaphila namanje?
Usaphila.
Big ups to yena nobaba.
Hey,
I believe ukuthi balalele la bekhona kwamanje and then bezo ukuthi u proud kanjani ngabo, nabe ba proud kanjani ngawe.
I hope balalele because ngivalile nje inkosi yami. I hope balalele.
Let's hope so. So manje bonga binayo imibuzo yokuthi but yes umama akasekho emhlabeni but ubaba usaphila. Oh, why ngingahlali no baba?
No.
Benganayo
leyo mbuso because bese ngibone isimo ukuthi sikanjani.
Okay.
Ezingisho ubaba beka bese close no babami ongizalayo.
Okay.
Until kwaze kwahamba uma emhlabeni. So I think we deal with grief ngendlela esihlukahlukene, yabo? So I think he was going through so much individually.
Yeah.
So wa face isn't as face I life in wa kuquka kancane.
Okay.
Wabangasulo yamuntu bengimazi. You know, but yeah, na kusila sikhulile and
yeah.
Now we have rekindled our relationship.
But not daddy.
No daddy.
Okay. So what daddy manje akuse so father.
Uba like angaze
kunofather kunodaddy.
No angaze ngangachinja ukumbiza kusasa ubabami.
Okay.
Even though we didn't have that relationship naye.
Yeah.
Kusasa ubabami because ekhuleni kwami I think I've understood my relationship with God.
Mhm.
UNkulunkulu ungiprovidele. ngabazali laba angiphe bona besithu ukuthi bavale that space
mm-hmm.
and bengilala ngidlile
yeah
bengqoka impahla
mm-hmm.
obviously there were challenges but ku ingifundisile ukuzimela leyo mpilo leyo because I remember even masengene high school bengithengisa ama chips and ama sweets so that I can afford ukuthenga ama calculator izinto ezinjalo so that ingabi umthwalo kakhulu kuma especially when ubaba umche retire so I didn't want to be much of a burden kubona. So bengisithengisela amazimba esikolweni, high school, ngisithengisela ama sweet. So that side of the business iqale lapha yana yebo. And I think after my second year Ever City ngathanda ukuthi ngixolele ubaba because mase ngibheka back ngiyabona ukuthi must God you have always provided what's the point of me ngimkwatele yes because you've provided for me even the Bible says ukuthi I will take care of you more than your earthly parents so God has been doing that for me so ukumkwatela or it's not biblical because the Bible tells us to forgive and I always say ngikhuluma nabanye abantwana who are going through the same thing like orphans some they are raised by single parents ukuthi uNkulunkulu for the mere fact ukuthi umamakho ukuzalile she had that option yokuthi mhlambe akabot but now uyaphila meaning ukuthi uNkulunkulu had a plan for you and uNkulunkulu uthi before I formed you in your mother's womb uhlelile impilo yakho so ayikho into eyenzakalayo ngempilo yakho that is caught him by surprise so yonke into ndlulayo kuyo uyihlelile uyazi ukuthi okay ngonyaka so kuzoyenzeka so empilweni yakho buhle uzofunda regardless ukuthi abazali bakho bakhona rabekho wena uzofunda uzoba yilento le ngifuna kube ukuthi ube
yiyo
so masi kwatela abazali bethu it's because the Bible also tells ukuthi uqala kokuhlakanipha
kokumesaba
uJehova and iphinde ukuthi hlonipha uyihlo nonyoko yebo so it's standard God can never change his word if atem hlonipha whether ubabakho isidakwa whether ubabakho uyi wakulahla whether umama akho yini wena you will always be a child and your duty as a child of God is to obey his word regardless ukuthi simo sakho sikanjani nabo
yho ngikuzwa kahle yho you know so ukuya kwakho eVarsity uyiswe abazali abakukhulisile
cha
what happened
so what happened is minions matric ne there were some of my subjects that I had to redo because I didn't do well kuona and nakhona I always try to say kubantu abasha like stick to the word of God and focus ulo and focus also efundweni zakho yabo because mase ngenza matric I got distracted ngathanda izinto zomhlaba you know in a way and then that cuz I was performing well at school to a point ukuthi mengiyenza grade 10 I knew ukuthi I wanted to be an astronaut so bekhona Mr. Chauke bengifunda eMusai saya e radio astronomy at around here in Gauteng and like bese sethiwe yonke into ibasari cuz I was doing very well at school and then matric I got distracted and then I had to redo some of my modules and bengino sister wami was at Cape Town wangcede ukuthi ngiredo my results and then they came back great and then so when I was coming back after sengiredoe my matric results there was some of family conflicts or misunderstanding and then it was bad. Because when I figured Cape Town, it was a Sunday. And then my sister was okay. This is what is going to happen. I am going to give you up until Friday to figure out what is going to happen. Ngawe. Otherwise, I'll have to send you back to Johannesburg. So within that week, which was a Monday. Ngithe masengqedo ukwenza to redo my matric, right? I didn't apply to any universities. Yabo. So masengthola ma result wami, I'm like, okay, now I can go and restudy. I mean, do whatever I wanted to study.
Yeah.
So I'm like, my options now, I can do mechanical engineering or civil engineering.
Mm.
So ngaya Bellville campus CPUT. And then mangifika bathi hayi space sigcwele sis. That was a Monday. So ngabuyela back endlini. Tuesday I'm like okay. Ngayenzani la? I had to sit with the brush again. Then ngabona ukuthi okay khona cause ibizwa nge somatology. There is science in it. There is ilokunjana. Biology, because I used to love biology as well. I'm like, okay, I can work with this. And there's also chemistry. I'm like, okay, I can work with this because it's still going to my path.
Yes.
Yeah, science. And then I went to apply, likely, Bexeli Space SC1. So, Mutoklin. So, basala bangenzi interview. Then, ngasthola. That is Tuesday, right? It was still in the morning. And then, like, okay, you can go register. So, that's where the problem starts now. Yeah. Mine it's okay. I think registration fee ukuhlala na seres bekuyi 4000 something lapho angisakhumbuli kahle the amount. I'm like, okay, ngizothola kuphi? Yeah, that's when ngifonela abantu ke ngafonela naye ubaba ungizalayo. I'm like, mntanami, there's nothing I can do. Anginayo imali.
Yo.
And it's January, right? So wonke umuntu engimfonelayo akanayo. And then that's when I started roaming around in Cape Town, going to business, Every company, like, when you born a lapaya SCBD, I would go there. I need this amount. Can you find me? And then most, normally they do assist our students, but you need to apply a previous year. Ukuze bazokwazi ukukufunda for your registration or anything that you want. So it was already too late for me. So I think in Azula was a wash I for, and then I ngabambi train ebuyela back to eGuguletu ekhaya. And then that Tuesday night, that's when I had ngizothini, a time with God. I cried. Then my prayer, I still remember the prayer. I was like, God, I know mhlambe you don't know me. Ngas introducer, and then I was like, now, singila, I can't afford to go back to a Johannesburg. I need to study. I need to make something of myself. Please help me. And ngalala, Wednesday mangvuka, I remember I said, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Ngaygeza, ngabuyela back to the same companies. And then they were like, Sisi, you were here. We told you. Like, ufuna sizo sithini manje. Hey, I ke kwaze kwashaya 12. Ngabona ukuthi hayi ayikho into ehlanganayo, ngayohlala eGardens and I cried. Uyazi Cape Town indawo yama tourist. And then a lot of them, they were passing by like, what's happening, Nana? What's wrong? You know, abanye bashiya ama 20 rand pants, you know, like, yo, guys, if you know, I need imali registration, but I can't even talk. So as I'm sitting there at Gardens, you know, something eti look to your left. As I look to my right, actually, because Benkles Ganji, look to your right. My eti, there's a church. I'm like, let me go to that church. Maybe God is not listening to my prayers because I'm a sinner or something is wrong with me. So ngiye ke nakulela sonto, mangifika ngiyakhala. A receptionist, they're calling it, what's wrong? Do you need water? I'm like, no, I just want a pastor to pray for me. That was my words. I didn't want to even mention ukuthi ngikhalisa. I'm like, nje ngifuna unkulunkulu pastor nje angithandazele. And then as okay, bangihlalise somewhere laphayana ngaphandle ngihlale khona. And then ngizwe nje a soft touch at the back. Uma ngithi ngiyaphakama, it's a pastor, but umuntu wesimame. Okay. And then angibuzi ukuthi what's wrong. I'm like, ngicela ungithandazele. Maybe God is going to hear your prayers since you are a pastor. Mina, maybe unkulunkulu akangazi. Okay, athi, I will pray for you, but I need to know what's happening. Then ngimtshele ke ukuthi I'm coming from Johannesburg. So this what's happening. I need money for registration. And I only have till Friday. And now it's Wednesday. I think I'm okay. Then ang tandazele, magkutang haike. You know, ang haike, magkuta atim. Wipe your tears. Ngusuli nyembezi nami. So God heard our prayers. I see, you know what? I don't usually help people with money. But I'm going to do something. Because I need to be saying clearly the whole day. As in, I go, bese, a petini ni mal. Ati, you're going to use this to go back. Atata my number, at I'll be in touch. I'm so confused. It's okay. Am I being helped here or what's happening?
Mm.
But I'm not going to ask any questions. Okay, ngihambe ngendlini. Mangifika, it was Thursday now. Remember, I'm given till Friday. Thursday. Exane, 6 a.m. Ati, I am here by your school. Don't worry. Take your time.
The pastor?
Yes, the pastor.
Wow.
Ati, I'm here at your school. Take your time. Don't worry. I'll wait for you. Mangifika vele. Hi, angisagezi. Nkosami ngiyaxupha. Ngena indlela. Ngiyakuyi. Mangifika vele ngimthola laphayana. Ati, yena kimina, I have managed to raise 3.8. I think we are left with 1,000. So, okay, angisazi ukuthi senzeni ke manje. And then, athi, no, don't worry, don't panic. There's a thing called CMU. CMU will go there. If nje uzobufanenzwa yi-NFSAS, they will help you. Se, mvele ngiyela, mangithi mathingeni queue ingakanani. Yo, Jehova. Anyway, omunye usisi nje osebenza khona laphaya. Athi, hi, how are you? Can I help you? Niti, yes, please help me. Ati, what are you here for? Niti, ang apply anga, like the previous year. But now I'm here. And I need to apply because it's sitting in 1,000 to add for e-registration. Ati, give me na. Oh, okay. It's fine. Give me your documents. Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't queue. I've let you give me your documents.
Wow.
Ahambe at okay buhle abuye kimi into ezosimisa manje ukuthi wena mawubhala la u apply ufake iaddress yase Google ethu so irez baba strict ukuthi why ufuna ukuhlala irez kodwa you can travel athi kuzomela uyenze affidavit and yeah we'll take it from there okay yena Mother Margaret angishiye igama lakhe Mother Margaret the pastor angishiye I will see you again tomorrow. So it was a Friday. A Friday, leng miling hambing ay, okay? And then, mangfiga ekseni nga hamba ngayo kala a police station to make affidavit for ugut wang fun klaleres. So as I'm Mother Margaret, yung phoneel ugut ngi gupin, yam jad ugut ngi sa police station yoyen sa affidavit le by tulin. So ati gim, oh, okay, I'm in a meeting, but I'll make a plan. Ashoganjal. And then, how? Within 15 minutes, we are for Nela. Buhle, you need to come back. Come to Eskolen. I'm waiting for you there. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Ngishiya konke ngisayenze naleyo affidavit. Mangifika. Hayike. Hey, God. I'm even getting emotional just thinking about this day. Uyayibona i-line mabathi, hey, Nkosi yami angazi ukuthi ingagcwala i-stadium. Abantu nje, ama-student amile, i-queue. Ngiyazo, nobuhle Yvonne Shange. Nobuhle Yvonne Shange. I'm like, it can't be me. Akukhona omunye unobuhle la. Hayi, anyway, ilibibiza le voice, ilibibiza. Ngingena phakathi laphaya ofisini. Mangena, nangu Mother Margaret, nayo imile laphaya. No res mother wami. But nobuhle, you are going to Erezi, nazi ikhiya zakho. Now my documents zakho. Just like that.
Oh my God.
Yo, oh my God.
What so, a testimony.
Yeah, yo, that day. Yo. Yeah.
God is good.
God is good. So, yeah, that day, gang, I'm over in a rest. Say, Mother Margaret.
Yeah.
Perhaps he give me... Nay, my humble under my big walk.
Oh my goodness.
And...
We are emotional.
Yeah, so it's okay. I'm humble under my bed. I'm gonna see you in the afternoon. Magafika vele in the afternoon. Was with her son and also her husband with ama bedding, everything that you could think I would need.
God.
So yeah, again, was with everything that you think I would need.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Wang Shiela, even the mile, you go to Hambo Yenzi Groza. Because.
Mama Margaret,
my God.
So, yeah, Wang Shiela, even the money for Groza, I think it was 800, I remember. And then I met my roommate there. This is the story that I want to tell people.
Yeah.
So when I met my roommate, Uponita, so manje, you know, she's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now when the interior design. And then she's like, Bule, okay, asambe soyenze groza, because we were thinking, ngukuthi, okay, sizokazata. You know, it's our first time meeting. And yeah. So siyahamba.
Ningabo rooms. Okay.
Anyway. You know, I'm going to tell this honest truth, ne? It's something shifted in me because now I knew Guti, there's a God. I mean, he answered my prayer within a day and everything just worked out for me. The Friday that I was meant to go back to Johannesburg gave me this life that I have now. So on our way back, I mean, Uponita... Nah, she is a Christian, but you know, if I sit here, but Papila Anjan, and we even have Ilokunjan. Uteng in wine, go to Tisa celebrate, go to Tisere is manch. No, I'm like, yeah, okay. But manch, must move. On my way inside, you know, ang nagangani, that poster, it was there the whole time. Must ngayon, Anje, nyabon guti, SCO, First Savers. Huh? SO, Student Christian Organization. Like, Bani First Service. And today. Now, actually. Yeah. I'm like, Bonza, I'm sorry, my sister. Nai Kroza, sozo kulutumi, the other guy, besamanai. Ugutse akfagele yone, minanye sondwen. I didn't even change. Miyangin jalunch. Mangitin ya beg, and yambona konu sitin joko gili, yambon gutsi ya sondwen, yambuz gutsi, are you going to this? I'm going to the service. Assemble together. And then that's how I gave my life. I was God, you have been goodness. So good. My relationship with God. Angimzwanga ngobathi or lo simfunda in the Bible. And that same day, mangbuya at church, I texted my sister, my cousin, and I thanked her. And I understood ukuthi this had nothing to do with anger or whatsoever that you can think of. This was a way of God showing himself to me so that he is omazi for me. I told her, ngimbonga ukuthi ungcedisile ukuthi ngibhala ama subjects one that I needed to redo, and I'm forever grateful. And this misunderstanding, it was meant to happen so that I can have a testimony. And I didn't hold any grudges or anything.
Wow. Yes. Oof. I'm going to start a break. Yabona nje angithi ngibheke isikhathi ukuthi no today siphelela kuyo testimony and then uma ubuya manje sizongena kujeni yakho le manje ye career yakho ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi indaba yethanyeke siqede.
Amen.
Asithathe kancane break and then siyabuya.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you.
Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Siyahamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say, Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Ugo AM 657 sisahleli la noNobuhle Shange. Yo, what a powerful testimony. Lelo,
I am speechless. You know when the Bible says ababalekela kuye, bayalondeka. She's a living testimony of that, because when everything was going wrong, when there was no way, she ran to God. And she found an answer in God.
Amen.
No one else. God. You know, there's a saying that I always say, God, when you bless me so much that I don't see myself in that blessing, but it can only be you.
Yeah.
I see that in Unobuhle, because it could only be God.
It could only be God.
Only God, let me tell you.
Cabanga is stranger from nowhere. Azokupha nje imali.
Axotele out everything.
Everything.
Magati yena ubaba weintandane. He became a father. He answers prayers. He knows what we need before we even know what it is that we need.
Amen.
Yeah, no, your table was prepared.
Amen.
God did that for you, girl.
Amen. Sure. Kunemiyalezo lana. Ingcingo nazo zivuliwe bazalwane. 012-334-1322. I know ukuthi abaningi angithi manje sesiya ku January, and then kunabanye abathi hey mina ngazi ukuthi ngizokwenzani next year. Mhlawumbe beba bathi hey sizozo ukuthi lobuhle nje kuhamba kanjani ngale career yakho. So unfortunately, sorry, asizongena today ku career yakhe njengoba ngishilo. Umyalezo la uphuma kubani? Okay, uSandi. Oh, ngifundile lona ne. Greetings sis Bahle and the whole family. Oh, brilliant interview and testimony from the sister in Christ. uSandile eWardville eBinoni uthi amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello Buhle and Bahle. Bathong, uyazi uBuhle ufana no daughter wami bazalwane. The eyes.
She is stunning. Let me tell you, people at home, I wish you could see, because she is absolutely stunning. My God. UBuhle buhlangene ne grace ne blessings. You know when God is in it,
yes.
You can just see she's covered by the blood.
Amen. Ngiyabonga. Okay, uthi I'm touched by Nobuhle's testimony. God is so amazing. May he continue doing great things. Uthulani Ndlovu ungale ebulawayo eZimbabwe. Siyabonga kakhulu. Babu Thulani Ndlovu. Okay, asilalele naye I voice note. Angazi ukuthi le ihambisana naloko esikhuluma ngakho kwamanje kodwa silalele.
Mela usiphahle.
Ntate Rabi.
Eh galebuka kamuthi arifile mlaitso o mata to understand the value of your heart.
Oh, okay.
Go dimogetse tsa tse kholo.
Yeah.
Sentle empaga molebala. Mpaga le bua ka lentse le mata go hlabola meya ya rona le ntshafatsa menagano ya rona. To understand the value of our God.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Asba. So dumela le ba mamedi ba Radio Free Church.
Amen. Ra le boha holo ntate Rabi. Bazalwane ngizoninikeza nje u 5 minutes. Uma ke unombuzo for uNobuhle noma ke une comment, ungangena kwamanje ku 0123341322. Ungathumela le voice note ku 0826572729. Ungathumela ne SMS ku 37871 noma Telegram ku 0826572729. Lelo unombuzo for ubuhle
ngoba asakhulumi ngecareer namhlanje ngizobeka for next time. I have questions because
okay.
I think ngathi nje hey you are blessed man. I feel like you being here you are a living testimony and God put you in that position so that kusasa uzokwakha abantu who are in your shoes.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, okay, so uyo wafunda for how many years eVarsity?
So you can do eCosami for 4 years.
Okay.
But if you want to do medical aesthetics, right? So usebenza nabo dokotela besikhumba, your dermatologist and surgeons as well. It's so hard to get into that career, especially if umuntu ekhala.
Yeah.
But uNkulunkulu wangenzela umusa since he said sizongena kuyona next time.
Yeah.
I think also funeke nje ngilandele ukuthi bangena kanjani. But once you are inside, then you can do a year certificate in the medical aesthetics.
Okay.
Then once you are inside, you do more training. I paid lokuyafunda njalo.
Okay, so kusatshenzwa ngesikhumba.
Ngesikhumba but in a medical way. Like okay, kunomehluko between a beautician and a medical aesthetician.
Yes, ngizobuza ngoba I know ukuthi mesibiza leli gama elingihlulayo le
medical aesthetician.
Sihlanganisa nobuhle.
Yes. So my beautician, it's more of pampering, mangena laphana, yila baba zokwenza ama massage, bagenza my facial law o calm stress, bagenza inzipho, bagenza inje yonke into ehlangene nobuhle.
Okay.
Whereas in medical aesthetics, like it's still an abantu who are suffering from severe skin conditions such as acne, hyperpigmentation, and ama treatment esiwasebenzisayo, you need to be affiliated with a doctor to work with the products that we are using. So it's mainly medical aesthetics.
Okay, so I know ukuthi leli gama engizolisebenzisa mhlambe akusigama lo muntu ukuthi we are favor kamanje in the community, but ngoba she was someone of famous when it comes to le career yakho. Sikhuluma ngo Dr. Magudumani. Iwona lo umsebenzi
medical aesthetics but yena manje since she's a doctor she will do also ama botox and fillers. She will do more ama injections, so Tina, that is beyond our scope of practice.
Okay. So, yeah. Nina nje yilaba ukuthi uyabuka isikhumba sami nokuthi mhlambi ngifuna i-treatment enjani ukuthi mhlambi sibe clear kuphume ama marks and all those things.
Yeah, so I say let's say une acne, if uyayazi acne yabona labantu laba abanama pimples, I don't know ukuthi ngayibeka kanjani. Agcwele ubuso bonke due to ama hormones, due to cosmetics, due to also e diet yabo. So mabeza kithi we analyze their skin using a skin analysis machine. Ikutshengisa ukuthi ngaphakathi kwesikhumba sakho kwenzakalani, and then from there we'll tell you which treatment is going to be suitable for you. So umehluko between me as a medical aesthetician and a dermatologist. A dermatologist, you come, they have a conversation with you, they prescribe, that's it. Me, you come, we have a skin analysis, I do a treatment, I also prescribe.
And then futhi yini laba okuthi umuntu ufuna ukuba yelo. Ningakwenza lokho. I know ukuthi mesikhuluma off air but manje angithi ngibuzela. Nabanye I mean ngiya understand ngendlela ongichazele ngayo because abanye bazothi ayi cha 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 labantu laba bashintsha abantu the way babukeka ngakhona uNkulunkulu kudale so and then when a move fika kubona bazokushintsha you know all those things and then omunye angayibuza futhi ukuthi mara how come a Christian ashintshe umuntu the way uNkulunkulu amdale ngakhona is it biblical na but izinto sizozibuka next week
okay
sizozibuka kakhulu next week okay ithi sivale ngale voice note ne umama la asize ukuthi uthini
yabingelela sisibahle
hello mama
isijudo nobuhleyi
amen
lapho siyabonga bazalwane sayizwe testimony usisibahle uthi uzwa yenokushisa nokugodola uyazi uma eba emotional kwamina ukuthi angikhali siyambonga uNkulunkulu bazalwane ngoba uNkulunkulu uyasebenza futhi usebenza ngabantu ngibonga nomama umkhulisile uwenzile umsebenzi kwaphela la kuphela khona amandla akhe uNkulunkulu wamsenda wamsendela kwenye indawo hey uThixo uyazibonakalisa Nkosi yami nala umuntu eselahle khona ithemba siyabonga makhona abantu abafana naye umama umfundisi loyo uNkulunkulu bathembile bagcobile bagcobela izinto ezifana nalesi siyabonga buhle ngathi waqhubeka njalo uNkulunkulu akwenza ukuthi uye phambili umkhonze ungakhohlwa la uphuma khona ngiyabonga bazalwane umama ngubani
Amen. Thank you siyabonga kakhulu mami ngubani hi sis bahle the lord says I the lord your god when the time is right will make it happen ngubukelwa ungale ekoko ekokosi I think ekokosi sesibukela kanje kuphi Cape Town ne
ngicabanga ukuthi angazi se Eastern Cape ekokosi angaze ngayizwa
but ubuzona lezo indawo ngikhumbula kahle ngiyamkhumbula ubukelwa ya umyalezo wakhe loyo uthi uNkulunkulu uthi I the Lord your God when the time is right will make it happen mhlambe mesivala asivale nge word of encouragement kubantu abasha okuthi kwamanje njengoba angithi unyaka uzophela and then bayabhala i matric omunye mhlambe na i A student but mhlambe uyanokha akunokheki even nalawo mafans ngathi akatholakali you know and then ugcina manje a lose i hope ukuthi ngiphase kahle kanje and then next year it seems like angeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngiye esikolweni ungathini kuloyo muntu omusha
mina ngingathi kuyena if umntana kaNkulunkulu uzosho kanjalo
yeah
stay in prayer pray cuz uNkulunkulu uyo zokudirect ukuthi uye kuphi and yonke into ezobuyenzakala empilweni yakho even if manje uya apply mhlawumbe ungazithola isikolo uthola ukuthi usithola sosebenza manje ama weekend job cherish that job because your destiny helper you might find it there kungafika umuntu lapha yana as uklina lapha yana KFC as uyiwaiter lapha e KFC afike nje umuntu akubuze nge story sakho othunyelwa uNkulunkulu athi ngizokubhadalela nje ifundo zakho that's how God works because imina uNkulunkulu angeka suke yena esihlalweni sakhe aze la usebenzisa abantu to answer our prayers so remain in prayer and la uNkulunkulu akubeka khona honor it because impendulo zakho zingaphendula khona la ubekwe khona
yes wow yo siyabonga kakhulu ngaleyo advice I know ukuthi sizokhuluma kakhulu nge-career yakho but for young people abafuna ukungena ku le industry or kule career what wisdom would you share nabo
Ngingathi kubona if yonke into izobuyela kuNkulunkulu because uyongifakelana ne. In the medical aesthetics kuningi okwenzakalayo, kukhona abantu abableachayo, kukhona inini, but if you are a child of God, God will guide you on treatments that you need to do. On iziningi izinto ongazenza la to heal people. I always say my hands are anointed to heal people's skin. I'm not just doing this for e content or funu imali. I go all way out because this is my mission. Unkulunkulu ungithumele wona lo msebenzi, you know, to heal people's skin. So maungena kule career lena, eziningi izinto zokheha, izinto ezinemali, but if you are guided by God, remain in endleleni zikaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Nobuhle, thank you for your honesty, for umusa and inspiration. You are a reminder that excellence and faith can walk together beautifully.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Ngiyabonga.
Until next week.
Amen.
Okay, ekonko sibathi kuseFortville. Hayi, thina sihambile saya kudeleka sikhona la. Ikhona la eJoyce. Okay, ekonko sikuseFortville. Siyabonga kakhulu mambukelo ukuthi ubuyele kithina. So if une question for uNobuhle ungayilungisa ngoba next week uyabuya, especially uma ke ngathi unalo uthando lwe career yakhe. Yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi next week uyabuya futhi sizohlala naye nje emveni kuka 3 o'clock. Ithi ke ngimphelezele la. Okay, utholakala kanjani mhlambe ko social media, you know, konke lokho?
Ku TikTok na ku Facebook ilangi active kakhona khona. Ngitholakala ngobuhle_mashange. Ku Facebook ngunobuhle madumakude. Ngitholakala lapho.
Okay, ku TikTok ubani?
TikTok ubuhle_mashange.
Mashange, okay.
Yes.
And then Facebook?
Nobuhle madumakude.
Madumakude.
Eh.
Kwezinye Twitter, Instagram?
Awukafiki.
Hayi, kuzomele ufike ngoba manje ngiyabona ukuthi le nto iyakhula le.
Amen.
Abanye bazokufuna, kwabanye la ama-platform. Okay, kukhona uthanda ukukusho lelo before
Yes, so uma ngabe sifuna ukuza sizokubona at your clinic, sikuthola kuphi?
My clinic is located at Medicross Boksburg Day Hospital. Inside the hospital.
At Boksburg.
Boksburg.
Ikamale hospital e Boksburg.
Medicross.
Oh, a Medicross. La bamthola khona. Nobuhle. Mashang. Okay, may God bless you.
Amen.
Phelezele ke lana. Unobuhle ngalo mhlabelelo ka kholeka uthi the one that I serve. Ngizobuya futhi bazalana, kusho ukuthi mengithathe i-break laphayana ku ku YouTube, kusho ukuthi sengiphumile. Oh, no, sengiphumile ngoba umfundisi akekho la, ngikhohliwe. No, uzoqhubeka ulalele ku radio, uzoqhubeka ulalele ku DSTV Audiobook 882 noma ke ulalele ku Open View Channel 607.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.